This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A Colorado businessman involved in the $25 million We Build the Wall scheme was convicted in federal court Friday. Timothy Shea siphoned money from an online fundraiser that promised to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. A jury found him guilty on two counts of conspiracy and one count of obstruction of justice. Shea worked alongside former President Trump advisor Steve Bannon. Sentencing is set for January. A Colorado Springs Fire Department team that helps homeless people needs more funding to keep operating. CPR's Dan Boyce says the grant money they normally use runs out next year.
The fire department's homeless outreach program consists of paramedics and mental health professionals. They spend their days in parts of the city's downtown most frequented by the unhoused. Christy Milligan with the human services organization Westside Cares says she often relies on the team.
The HOP team works with the people that are the most visible, that have the most intractable problems.
The city will need to find $400,000 in next year's budget or more grants to keep the HOP team going. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And you can safely turn in old prescription drugs today. It's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Collection sites are located at grocery stores, hospitals, and police departments across Colorado. For the location nearest you, go to dea.gov/takebackday. And seasonable temperatures across the Front Range today, highs near 60. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.